Good morning. It's Friday, February 18th, and this is Julie Daffron with your Laredo Morning Times update. U.S. Census numbers released Thursday show Laredo's population grew by more than 33% over the past decade to more than 236,000 people. The city vaults from the 13th largest in the state to the 10th largest. State leaders will use the data to redraw state legislature and congressional districts in what could be one of the most contentious political fights this year. The population counts also help determine how much federal funding an area receives. The franchise that owns Nuevo Laredo's Los Tecolotes is in talks to sell the team for $2.5 million to León, Guanajuato, said businessman Victor Ordóñez. Ordóñez said insecurity is keeping tourists from enjoying the game, and professional baseball cannot be sustained in the city. Juan Manuel Lara Gonzalez was found not guilty of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon by a jury in state court Thursday afternoon. Lara Gonzalez had been accused of shooting someone on his property in the rural area of Las Lomas in June. A mistrial was declared Thursday afternoon in the case of 40-year-old Eduardo Padilla, accused of engaging in sexual acts with a child under the age of 14. Investigators are still searching for Padilla after he failed to show up for his second day of trial Wednesday morning. Also, the Jalapeño Festival kicks off tonight at 6 p.m. at El Metro Park and Ride. For the latest news in Laredo, visit lmtonline.com.